Given the pattern of enforcement leading up to the fatal explosion at the Upper Branch mine, what does it tell you about the operation of the mine? How about the job being done by regulators?
The history of enforcement at that mine, when I look at it, it tells me that there were some serious problems going on at that mine in terms of management and their lack of vigilance looking at well-known hazards that we know cause explosions.
Okay. And there's a backlog of citations being contested by coal mining companies, and it surged to 16,000. It takes about a year and a half for a contested case to be heard and resolved. What impact is this having on the ability to regulate coal mine safety?
When citations are caught in that litigation limbo, it neuters the process that the Mine Safety and Health Administration has set up for determining whether an operator is a repeat violator, or the term that they use is a pattern of violations. That pattern of violations is based on your past history, but only of citations that have been fully adjudicated. So by tying up the administrative law judges, for 2 or 3 years of a backlog of cases, it prevents pretty much any mine operator from getting labeled as a repeat violator, and thus prevents the agency from using the full effect of the Mine Act for addressing recalcitrant mine operators.
Would you like to comment on the government's orders to shut down part of Massey Mine 61 times since the beginning of 2009 over safety violations?
When I read in the paper today the history, the appalling history of orders that have been issued against that mine since the beginning of 2009, I think it's 61. To put that in context, that would be like an individual getting 61 tickets for drunk driving and the government basically saying, there's nothing we can do about it.